Love, dating, the whole charade. I hardly have enough time in the day anyway to worry about my own love life and everyone else's. I really had a great time on our date. To be honest, it was the best date I've had in a long time. Is that sad? Drama is a byproduct of fame. There are always going to be haters, but at least you have a fan in me. It's just, when we were trapped in there, it felt like a different world. It was easy to get swept up, but as soon as the doors opened, the reality and all its baggage just hit me. I panicked. I'm so sorry. I'm so hard for you right now, baby. Tell me what happens next, and how do you want me to give it to you? I actually like airports. They exude the sense of anticipation, knowing that any one of those planes on the tarmac could take you somewhere magical. It's a wonderful idea, if the crowds don't get you down. Sorry it's so sudden. The venue we were planning on going to was pulled out at the last minute, and it's a big mess now. I hate being apart from you, even for a day, but I promise to make it up to you. I honestly thought she was the one. Turns out she wasn't. I put my heart and soul into that relationship, and she walked all over me. And after that, I promised myself I'd never love again. It'll just be you, me, some sexy tunes, bottle of wine, and all the chocolate you can eat. No one to sneak a picture of us, no crowds. So what do you say, babe? I've already asked a friend of mine to look into it. He's experienced in this kind of thing. Whatever he finds out, I promise you, I won't let something like this happen again. Everything that's happened to you is my fault. You'd never be in the situation if you hadn't agreed to fake date me. It's all gone crazy now. So, I'll understand if you want to call it quits.